Blog Talk Radio.
Ready? All right, everybody. If you're ready to get rated R, welcome to the debut of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, and I'm going to be giving you the news and everything on everything pro wrestling, indie wrestling. Tonight, I have a special guest that's going to be on here later on. He is from Horace Lamb. He is the undisputed king of pro wrestling, Briar Wellington. So if you guys are ready to get rated R, let's go. This ain't your PG show. This ain't nothing. If you want to get rated R, if you can't take the heat, then you got to move your feet. So let's go on. Let's get on with the show, shall we? If you want to get on with the Southwest Texas, you got questions, or if you all got your own feed, you want to bring up a topic of your own, give me a call, 646-668-6872. Again, area code 646-668-8672. Let's get down to business now, shall we? How about today, the Super Showdown? Was you guys watching? Was you guys interested? Was you guys not interested? I mean, I didn't really watch it all. It was an in and out for me because, I mean, it didn't catch my attention really. You know, we have new SmackDown Tag Team Champions and John Morrison and The Miz. They beat The New Day, which kind of upset me because The New Day just got them titles. But, I mean, I can understand because that's probably one of John Morrison's contract clauses is winning championships and being on TV and being on the main event and whatnot. But, teaming up with The Miz, that's kind of that. I mean, down the line, I could see them wanting to win the titles and giving them the titles at WrestleMania. But, I mean, that's WWE for you. You know what I'm saying? If you got a comment on this, I mean, how about Goldberg? I mean, Oldberg winning the Universal title. I mean, golf. I was so against this. I was on the debate show for weeks debating against Goldberg winning the Universal Championship. That was the most terrible thing that WWE can do on their part because they were building The Fiend for months. And months, almost a year, winning the Universal title back, I want to say November or the last Super Showdown against Seth Rollins and making Seth Rollins look so weak and, you know, beating people like Daniel Bryan, so on and so forth. And then you get a Hall of Famer, a semi-retired wrestler in Goldberg. Yeah, he's in shape, you know, whatever. But he just did it in quick fashion and whatever. The entrances were more longer than the match. Goldberg beat The Fiend Bray Wyatt with four spears and one sloppy jackhammer. Now, that was just some terrible shit to me. I mean, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious? I mean, that was just terrible to give Bray Wyatt a push and just Jesus, just why? Why make him lose the title? You know what I'm saying? But I hear that they're letting him win the title because he's more established, you know, blah, blah, blah. He got the best fear in the business, but they're going to let Roman Reigns beat Goldberg for the Universal title because not just is he more established, but that would be a quicker pill to swallow than Roman Reigns beating The Fiend, actually. You know what I'm saying? They gave – it was some heat that Goldberg won, but at the same time, it would be better to give the heat to Goldberg almost that they're saying than Roman Reigns getting the heat because, you know, everybody knows that Roman Reigns is going to win. Everybody knows that he's going to win the Universal title at WrestleMania. So who better for him to beat besides Goldberg just because he's established and whatnot? So if you guys got any comments on the Super Showdown, man, if you guys watched it, if you guys didn't watch it, let me know why you didn't watch it. Was you not interested, like kind of like I was? Are you an AEW fan? Or is it just you didn't watch? I mean, 646-668-8672. You guys, give me a call. Give me some questions. I also have a giveaway going on. Two tickets for ice skating at Captain's Marshes. So first person to give me a call, you guys will win that package of two tickets to Captain's Marshes for ice skating. You know, what else can you ask for on a debuting show? I know it ain't wrestling related, but, you know, if you're here in Detroit, you know what Captain's Marshes is about. You know, if you got that special somebody you want to share that ticket with, share a weekend with, and go ice skating, go enjoy Captain's Marshes, go downtown, enjoy the scenery, give me a call. You got two tickets online. Let me know what's going on. So, anyways, what else happened on the Super Showdown? Naomi, I thought that she was going to win the title because I thought WWE was going to give her a push, you know, before her time is up. But obviously not. They went with Bayley. R-Truth almost won the gauntlet match. I mean, they let him win the first two or three matches all the way until they got all the way to AJ Styles. And then AJ Styles beat R-Truth. And then the OC ended up beating up Rey Mysterio backstage at the Super Showdown. And AJ Styles was like, oh, I get the trophy, you know what I'm saying, by forfeit. Rey Mysterio ain't able to compete. There ain't nobody left. And what do you know? The Undertaker shows up. Speculations were true that Undertaker was in Saudi and that it's going to be AJ versus Undertaker at WrestleMania. So what do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about AJ Styles going against Undertaker at WrestleMania. But what I don't like about it is that Undertaker came out. He looked at the trophy. He did his little entrance. You know, he's in shape. Yeah, whatnot. But the whole thing I didn't like is before the match even started, Undertaker gave him a sloppy chokeslam, just as sloppy as Goldberg's freaking jackhammer to Bray Wyatt. And he won the match, 1, 2, 3. And he even looked into the crowd for about 3 or 4 seconds. And he didn't even he pinned AJ Styles a few seconds, and that was just terrible. We all know that AJ Styles wasn't going to get beat by one little chokeslam. AJ Styles was the longest reigning SmackDown champion in the modern era. How are you going to make him lose against the older Taker, you know what I'm saying, in a squash match? And we all know that AJ Styles might be the third person to be the one to defeat Undertaker at WrestleMania. Undertaker's trying to I believe Undertaker should be retired. Just along with Goldberg, they need to become best friends, 401k advantage with their families, and go on and set off in the sun, man. Go out on vacation. Go on, do what you do. You know what I mean? Go out and enjoy life, man. You guys are old. You guys were great in your times. Undertaker, you ain't never did a 5-star match. Goldberg, you ain't never did a 5-star match. But you guys are legends nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? Goldberg's a Hall of Famer. Undertaker, you're not a Hall of Famer yet because you don't know how to hang up your boots, but you'll be there one day. I mean, what else is there to, you know, what else is there to say? You know what I'm saying? I just believe that this Super Showdown was kind of a iffy for me. You know, we got the OC ended up beating the Viking Raiders. What about that? I mean, that's just terrible because the Viking Raiders were pushed hard before they lost the tag team titles to Seth Rollins and Murphy, or Buddy Murphy, well, whoever you want to call him, whatever you want to call him. But at the same time, in the same place, you know, the OC hasn't been pushed in months, almost a year. They haven't been pushed as a dominant team since they lost the tag team titles. That's just terrible itself. That's like Undertaker beating AJ Styles in a squash match, and OC's getting a push. I mean, it's vice versa now. I don't know what's going on with that. But again, call us, 646-668-8672. Give me a call if you want them tickets to Campus Martians. If you want to get them tickets to spend a day with your kid or whatever you want to do with them tickets, give me a call, 646-668-8672. I want to talk wrestling with you guys. This is the debut on Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. So let's move on from the showdown, shall we? I mean, it wasn't really a showdown because it was really a old down because we had freaking old people winning left and right. We had the first ever, supposedly, I'm getting tired of the first ever, you know, Bayley was the first ever woman defending her SmackDown Women's title. Let's move on from the showdown because I was getting a little bored with that. How about Matt Hardy being teased on AEW Dynamite this week? I'm going to move on from the WWE news kind of for a second. There was a vignette of the Dark Order that they were referring to Matt Hardy when they were doing an Evil Pro, Evil One did a promo that he's going to team up with Stu Garson and against SCU at Saturday's Revolution. They said that Daniel Bryan will find himself obsolete. As broken Matt Hardy would say, obsolete, obsolete. So, I mean, I believe that Matt Hardy is going to finish off his little contract. It's actually up in a few days, if I'm not mistaken, on March 1st. If March 1st comes around, Matt Hardy's not signed because WWE offer him NXT to go down to NXT, which I think that's a terrible idea. I know NXT, they're trying to grow with the with their star power and whatnot, but I believe Matt Hardy is beyond NXT. He is beyond even Raw and SmackDown. He should be gone somewhere else where they appreciate his persona and his character, the broken one. I believe the broken Matt Hardy can be better off somewhere else. With his 7 DTs, I believe he should be deleted from the WWE. Oh, yeah. I believe Matt Hardy should fucking leave the WWE. So, I mean, also Revolution is shaping up to be an okay pay-per-view. You got Chris Jericho defending, Le Champion defending the championship against my favorite, actually, in AEW, Jon Moxley. You got a good couple good matches. You got the SCU doing definitive tag titles. Sammy Guevara versus Albie Allen. You know, they got Cody Rhodes' theme song going to be a song live. That's a pretty good thing. I like that song, actually. So I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to end up ordering that pay-per-view, even though, I mean, Ring of Honor, AEW is kind of, you know, iffy to me also. They're trying to be as big as the WWE, even going as far as trying to make a video game, which I think they should step back a little bit. They only been out a year. You didn't see WWE, you know what I'm saying, creating a game in a year. So, I mean, that's kind of – I can see the action figures and whatnot because they're great action figures. They're not up there with WWEs or whatever, but they're great action figures nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? Because it gives the talent, you know, opportunity if they never had an action figure of their stuff to actually get an action figure, you know. So AEW's trying to do something for their stars. You know, they get stars from the indies. They sign indie stars. They sign former WWE talent, former talent from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So AEW is trying to do that. And then Cody Rhodes is trying to move AEW Dynamite from Wednesday night to Monday night, which I think is kind of iffy also, which, I mean, fuck. Why would you try to go against the juggernaut of Monday Night Raw when you know you can't fucking do that shit? When you know you can't go fucking against AE or Monday Night Raw, because Monday Night Raw has been out since 1993. They started getting great again in 1998 and so on and so forth. Even TNA tried to do that and they failed. They were pulling in millions of views. And I believe that it's kind of iffy for Cody to do that. Slow down a little bit. Go a couple years down the road because you're barely competing with NXT. You're going into the 900,000, almost million viewers. And that's not really nothing to compete with Monday Night Raw. Unless you're going to have something up that sleeve, which I believe Cody can because he's kind of an innovator like his father, and he has his brother Dustin Rhodes there to kind of innovate with him. But at the same time, you guys got to slow your rolls and know your and shut your holes, because if you end up doing something and keep on mentioning the WWE, that's going to be your guys' downfall. That's all I have to say on that. You know what I'm saying? And AEW, it could be a great product, but their production's not all there. Their storytelling's great, but it's not as you know, well, WWE's creative is not as great either, but you know, you're not going to be able to create because WWE has that fan base. WWE has everything going for them right now, even trying to open up NXT Japan. So I mean, AEW needs to do that. You know, AEW needs to slow the roll and know their place. They're great, but like Tony Schiavone said, they'll never be as big as WWE. So how about tomorrow, guys? I'm kind of excited tomorrow because tomorrow, if you're in Michigan, head out to the Autorama because tomorrow the Nature Boy, the 16-time world champion, Kiss Dillon, Will and Dillon, is going to be in town tomorrow. The birthday boy will – belated birthday boy because his birthday was on the other day on Tuesday, I believe. But nonetheless, tomorrow the Nature Boy will be in Michigan at the Autorama 6 to 8. You guys might want to be there early because I'm going to be there super early because when that line hits the limit, you ain't going to see the Nature Boy. So Autorama tomorrow, guys. Nature Boy will be there signing autographs. You're going to want to be there. And also me and Martez Al are going to be in the house at the Autorama. If you guys want to step up to us, you know what I'm saying, come and ask us questions. We'll have questions for you guys, maybe a little bit of trivia, you know. But we will be there nonetheless, and we'll be live. I'll be live on Facebook, on my Facebook at Southwest Texan. That's SWTXN. Dede Cruz, that's DEDAY. Again, DEDAY. Cruz, CRUZ. I will be on Facebook, guys, at the Autorama, waiting for the Nature Boy to be there. I'll be in line. So all you guys, come out and come into the line with me. Let's meet the Nature Boy. Woo! One time for the Nature Boy, Ric Flair Drip. Woo! Oh, yeah, Nature Boy. So I'm going to get on a touchy subject a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because this is a touchy subject to me. I've been on this subject for weeks also. Guys, give me a call because the lines are empty. I need you guys to fill these lines up. Area code 646-668-8672. Come on, guys, let's go. I need you guys on this radio show. You know, I didn't come to debut for some empty lines. I need some lines. I need some questions. I need your feedback. I need everything. You got questions for the Southwest Texan, let it be known. If you guys got a subject or a topic, you know what I'm saying, let it be known. This is the place to do it if you want to get rated R with the Southwest Texan. Let's get rated R. Now I'm going to get on a touchy subject like I was saying. Impact. You guys are, you know, I can't stress this enough, and AEW is doing the same thing. I think they're trying to copy off each other's test. You know what I'm saying? You know, like that little meme says, hey, you can copy off my test, but don't let it be obvious. Because Impact Wrestling is letting two women fight over their fucking man's world heavyweight championship. What kind of shit is that? The Impact World's, I can't believe I'm saying this. The Impact World's champion, Tessa fucking Blanchard, will defend her freaking Impact World's championship against Taya Valkyrie. What kind of shit is this? And then Impact. Does this mean that Tessa Blanchard's going to beat, I believe it was Michael Elgin that won that match against Eddie Edwards the other day on Impact. I mean... Let's get back to reality, guys. This ain't you know, the Twilight Zone where the men are fighting the women for the championship and the women's gonna keep beating the men for the championship. That really wouldn't happen. I'm sorry. Yes, women can do some things that men can. Like that's why there's a women's evolution, you know, going on in all of sports and entertainment. Yes, women are great, but keep the championship genders where they're supposed to be. Keep a men's championship with the men and keep the women's championship with the men or with the women. I'm sorry. If you want to do cross fights, if you want to do champion versus champion, that's great. If you want to let a woman beat a man, I mean, in some kind of way, but don't let it be a clean victory or if it is a clean victory, make sure that it makes sense. Make sure that it's not for their championships. That's like a man winning the women's championship. Well, I'm going to get on that subject right now, but that's like a man winning the women's championship. Well, I'm getting on that right now. Nyla Rose, AEW women's champion. This is a dude that pulled a Bruce Jenner and became a transgender. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't got nothing against, you know, gays or whatever it is or whatnot. But guys, AEW, Cody, I mean, I understand. Or, you know, even Goldust or Dustin Rhodes, whatever you want to call his flamboyant self, just like, you know what I'm saying? He said that we're wrong for having our opinion, that his son is in the same boat. I mean, okay, do it. But in the sports, that's a disadvantage to all women, just like it is to the men. You're losing the prestigious to their championships, and that's just terrible. That's just a terrible thing that two women are fighting over a women's champion or a men's championship, and a woman's defending her women's championship at a pay-per-view this Saturday. That's just completely wrong. Completely wrong. I believe that's a completely wrong move on both AEW and Impact Wrestling. You guys, if you have your comments, feeds, questions, anything, give me a call. Give me a call. 31 area code 646-668-8672. Come on, guys. I need you guys. I need it. Come on. Let's do it. Or if you want them tickets, again, two tickets to Campus Martians. If you want to go ice skating, with special someone or just a friend, whatever the case may be, I'm here with two tickets. And now we know that WrestleMania is going to feature, you know what I'm saying, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg basically for the heavyweight title. What do you guys think about that, like I said earlier? You know, I mean, it's just going crazy that stuff like that is happening. And then how about Ring of Honor in New Japan? They're going to do a tour. They're going to do a tour on it's going to be called the War of Warp. It's going to kick off May 6th in Buffalo, New York. And then it's going to roll on into Toronto, Canada on May 7th. And then they're going to fly. They're going to go across the border. They're going to come here in Michigan, guys. Michigan, Kalamazoo. All of Michigan, are you guys going to be at this show? And then it's going to roll on down. And it concludes in Chi-Town, the Windy City, May 10th. Any of you guys are going to be in Buffalo, Toronto, Kalamazoo, Michigan, or even the Chi. What do you guys think about New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor doing that once again tour? They're going to do a tour. So let's see what kind of matches they end up, you know, announcing. What matches do you guys think they're going to announce? Do you guys think any of the AEW, I mean, John Moxley is the United States champion in Japan wrestling. Do you guys think John Moxley is going to be defending that United States championship, you know, actually being signed with AEW? I mean, I'm pretty sure that he would, but AEW said if they're in the States that John Moxley cannot defend that New Japan Pro Wrestling United States championship in the States. So, I mean, I kind of disagree with that on AEW's part, because that's kind of bad business if you look at it in a way, because John Moxley, that's just giving their eyes, you know, it's going to bring more eyes to the product. They're going to get Japan crowds looking at AEW, you know, people over wherever they're going to have the tour. You're going to get a lot of eyes, even though there's a lot of eyes supposedly on AEW. But that could bring more views, more stuff to bring you guys. How about, you know, stuff like that? Come on, guys, you know, bring me some topics. You know, I need some topics from you guys. Give me a call, area code 646-668-8672. Guys, give me a call. I need some comments. I need you guys to give me a call.
Hey, Southwest.
What's going on?
You got two callers on the line. I can go to them whenever you want me to.
Let them come on with it.
And this first caller, they're calling for the tickets. I don't know if they got anything to say about wrestling, but I'll bring them on right now.
Okay. Hello? Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's it going, good, man?
Southwest,
I'm calling for the tickets.
You calling for the tickets?
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
My name's AJ.
Your name's AJ?
Yeah.
What's going on, AJ? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southwest Detroit.
You calling from Southwest Detroit? Okay. That's what's up. So who are you going to take with you on this little venue to the Campus Martius?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm really excited right now. I've never won nothing in my life.
You never won nothing in your life? Oh, man, that's crazy.
I know, right?
Well, congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. That's good that you finally won something. I'm happy for you. You got anything to say
Thank
on
you,
the radio? Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Dede, my Uncle Jacob, my aunt June Kishi, my Aunt Abby, my Aunt Pebbles, my dog Tiny, and that's it.
Okay, that's good, man. Thanks for giving the call. Anything you want to give it? Any comments on the wrestling topics that I gave up?
Well, I heard you guys debate earlier about how women wrestlers couldn't even talk about the genders of the world championships, right?
Yeah. But Nyla Rose and then Tessa Blanchard and Taya Valkyrie going over that men's heavyweight championship. Yeah, what's going on with that? What do you got to say?
What do you think about when China won the Intercontinental Championship back in the day? When she was with D-Generation X.
No. You gotta understand that. I mean, that's kind of the same thing, but that, at the same time, the envelope was pushed at a different thing. It was a different thing when China was doing it, because. Well, I'm not gonna be a hypocrite, but I mean, the same thing. But she won the Intercontinental title, but the same thing. I believe that like I said, the envelope was put differently. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
She didn't actually win the heavyweight championship. She won a secondary championship. She competed for the heavyweight title, but she didn't actually win the heavyweight title. I understand
but
that
she
the Intercontinental
the
title.
She still got the chance to go for it, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, they were trying to get the title off of Jeff Jarrett. They were trying to get the title off of Jeff Jarrett because he was leaving for WCW at the time, and he didn't. You know, they didn't want him to go and throw their Intercontinental title in the trash.
Oh, okay. All right, man, that's all I got to catch today. But I really like listening to you guys.
Man, I'm glad that you want. Hopefully I get you another, hopefully you'll call again.
I will. I like you guys.
All right, man, I appreciate it. We love you.
I love you too.
All righty. We got a winner for the tickets, guys. So the tickets are gone. So hit me up on Another caller. What's your name? What you gonna do? What we gonna do? We gonna get rated R? What topic you gonna rate? Radar.
All right, you got Stacy. Stacy Sparkles is on the air.
Stacy Sparkles.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going, Stacy?
It's going good. I love to call in all Marquez's shows, especially wrestling shows. And you needed callers, and I had a question maybe that you could answer for me.
What's that?
Well, first, I want to tell you guys, I was at CSW Friday, and I did Luchasaurus was there, and I'm not into AEW. I've been, like, only into WWF, WWE since I was 9 years old, and I'm 40 now. But I don't follow AEW because it would just be too much for me because I'm blonde. And but this is the thing. This morning, I was reading this article how with WrestleMania, they decided to switch it up, that Goldberg was going to win because they want the Fiend, whatever, to take on John Cena. And I don't know how true that is. And then I was reading in a lot of pages, they're saying it's absolutely true.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility now, because actually the Fiend lost his Universal Championship to Goldberg today, which I believe that's a crazy move on WWE's part, because they built Bray Wyatt the Fiend to be this monster, to be somewhat of the next Undertaker, and he beat Seth Rollins. You know, made Seth Rollins look really weak. He made Kurt Angle look really weak. He made Mankind look really weak, so on and so forth. Even Daniel Bryan, which Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins are great talents. They was in the Indies, Ring of Honor, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And they fought, actually, the hard matches. Seth Rollins used to fight death matches back in his early days, which death matches are, you know, light tubes, barbed wire, stuff like that. And I don't see how, you know, him beating them kind of wrestlers at their caliber at their young age and then bringing a 50-year-old semi-retired Hall of Famer and just have him beat him with four spears and a jackhammer. I don't see that. I don't see that at all.
I think it was a bad move, too. It just doesn't look right for the characters and, like you say, the way they built him up. And that's why I was a fan of his, but it seems like they needed to run with his gimmick because of ratings, and they just kind of screwed it up. That's why I feel John Cena's coming back. Vince McMahon probably got on the phone and said, I'll write you a check. We need you.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I believe that John Cena he's gonna make his return on SmackDown tomorrow night, which I'll be at the Autorama, so I won't be watching SmackDown. But he's gonna end up. I kind of believe that's where WWE kind of went with Goldberg today, because tomorrow SmackDown, and they didn't probably have nothing for John Cena set in stone for WrestleMania. So I believe because they were gonna do him versus Elias, I believe, which would have been terrible because the last two encounters that they had at WrestleMania 34, WrestleMania 35 were just terrible. And I believe that they just went with John Cena versus. They're gonna go with John Cena versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 36, because Bray Wyatt lost the Universal title to Goldberg tonight, which is going to turn in to Goldberg, which I said earlier, Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, and it's going to be spear versus spear, and they're going to try to give Roman Reigns the win, because he's when they give Roman Reigns that win, he's going to be Universal Champion, and that's the reason why they're going to do that, is because Goldberg's a more established wrestler than the Fiend Bray Wyatt, and it's going to be an easier pill for the fans to swallow than Roman Reigns beating the Fiend, and then actually him not getting booed out of WrestleMania.
He can't win. Roman Reigns can't win. It won't look right.
I'm a Roman Reigns fan.
I am too. I just can't see, you know. And he's doing great. Like, like, you know, I was never a fan of his until he got sick and him going through everything he went through kind of reminded me. So, you know, I really started to watch him, and he's a good wrestler. He really is. I know a lot of people don't like him.
He is a great wrestler, and did you get a chance to meet him at Autorama like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
When? No.
At Autorama?
No.
No? Okay, well, yeah, he's a great guy, but also at the same time, Roman Reigns' family has, you know, they have a actually long bloodline. I actually interviewed his cousin, Lance in Hawaii, the one that fought Shane McMahon in, I believe it's 2018. Or last year, no, 2019, last year, when he fought Shane McMahon on Monday Night Raw. I actually interviewed him on my podcast. If you want to check it out, it's called Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Again, guys, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. Yeah, I actually interviewed him. I got a lot of matches. And do you actually, I don't mean to go off the subject of the Roman Reigns or anything, but do you go to indie wrestling events?
Yeah, but I'm in Chicago, so yeah, that's where I was on Friday. I was at an indie show. I know in Detroit, in Chicago, indie wrestling, there's so much of it. It's hard to keep up. And I'm learning with indie wrestling, there's a lot of drama in it. It's like, just wrestle, you know?
Yeah, but it depends on what promotion you look at. Like I said, if you check out my YouTube
channel. I know, as fans, like, you know, we just want to be fans. You know, if you have a problem, like, no, we just want. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, and you're right. It all depends on the Fed. I know, like, CSW, great Fed. It's ran so good. And now next month they're bringing in, and I'm so embarrassed, Rhino, ECW, and from WWE. I don't remember him. I must not have been watching wrestling at that time. I must have took a break. I don't remember him.
Well, on my podcast, I got like there's an indie promotion that we have here in Michigan. Like I said, if you check out my podcast, we all have Horror Slam Wrestling. It actually has a mixture between pro wrestling and deathmatch wrestling. And I have both on there. I have an interview with actually, I don't know if you heard this wrestler. His name is Madman Pondo. He's a deathmatch wrestler, man. And that dude is crazy. And we have a lot of matches on there. I have over 40 videos on there. So if you check it out, you'll like that.
Did you ever see the wrestlers that run through the glass and everything and they're bleeding everywhere?
That's what I have on it.
I was invited to a show, like the first row, they give them rain jackets and everything for the blood. Like, they've had to be like lifted by an air chopper to the hospital. People have died doing this. I'm like, damn.
No,
they're good,
but it's fun, actually. Like I said, I thought you were in Michigan, but actually this promotion is actually awesome. Like I said, they have both pro wrestling and deathmatch, but their death matches are fucking brutal. They're fucking brutal. They use light tubes, barbed wire, razor wire, I believe one time. They got an actual where there's no rope. They use barbed wire.
Yeah, these ones, they're like, they run here because in Chicago everything runs. But yeah, it's just been crazy. And is this your first show?
This is my actual debut on this one.
Well, I'm saying welcome because Marquez, when you have it live, people are writing comments, but you're not answering the questions. I don't think you can't read them, can you? Maybe that's a good thing for you. No, but I just wanted to call in, like, you know, I don't know, wrestling, it's just getting crazy. I'm so sick of hearing NXT verse on Wednesday night, the ratings, like WWE stocks crashing. It goes up and down. People are, I don't know a lot about AEW, but I hear it's a great side to follow, but if I'm going to watch wrestling, I'm going to watch NXT, because, like I said.
Yeah,
I
like NXT a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of good, you know, people like, you know, like how you said Roman Reigns' family? I noticed that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's family, a lot of his family members are getting into wrestling, too.
Yeah, his daughter's actually signed a contract to WWE. She actually signed the contract. Her dad's training her, and, man, his family got a lot of people that are in the industry and heading into the mainstream WWE. Like Lance NY, he did 3 tryouts in WWE. What's his face? Jacob Fatu, he's the MLW, which is Major League Wrestling champion. I think he wants to be headed up pretty soon. He got a lot of family that are in the indies that are trying to head up soon. So, I mean, NYE and the Fatu family are up and coming. They're coming and they're ready to take over.
Yeah, which is good because it's like seeing the same people. And Marquez, you know how I feel. I'm not going to put him down. And I'm sure you love him, but Brock Lesnar, I'm sorry. He has like a contract that Houdini couldn't get out of. He can show up when he wants. And it's like, what he wants, he gets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, he gets whatever he wants, and that's the crazy thing.
And, like, I have, like, fought this with so many people. It just gets tiring because he's always got to be the champion. It's like, look at your roster. And I just, there's a contract I would love to read because it's like, oh, are you going to show up today or not? You know, you never, you know. It's just, and I feel they had to call John Cena back for ratings. And I read it,
yeah,
you know.
That's terrible.
You know, and I used to be a big John Cena fan, but then when he would criticize The Rock, but he went and did the same thing he did, making movies. So he's no better, you know.
Exactly. And that's what I brought that up a few weeks ago myself. You know what I'm saying? That's actually hypocritical of him to actually down The Rock for what he's doing now. You know what I'm saying? And actually he's on the Fast 9. I mean, he's been on a lot of movies already, but the Fast 9, you know, he's actually supposedly turning, you know, that's just terrible for him to do. I thought that was a terrible thing for him to do.
I can remember the words. I remember when him and Roman Reigns were shooting a promo and they aired the full promo and he goes, come on, if you're going to be the big dog, learn how to shoot a promo. And he's like, I'm about to bring you this size. He's like, I could do this job better full part-time than you could ever do full-time. I was like,
I remember that.
I was like, go make a movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm a Roman Reigns fan myself, man. Roman Reigns, to me, he's the big dog. And what happened to him, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of don't blame WWE for not putting him in the main event scene since he's returned. I'm glad they kind of kept him in the lower card going against Baron Corbin and people like that and not actually going for the main event title, because when he does win the title, he'll probably get a pop.
Yeah, like, but I'm sorry, it's like Brock Lesnar, it's like, he has to be, like at WrestleMania, you know he'll be one of the big events. It's always Brock, Brock, Brock.
Right, yeah, you know? I hate him. I hate Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
Lesnar.
My God, Marquez, see, someone else feels the same way as me. He's annoying me because he knows. I call him all the time. I'm like, if anyone wants to know where Brock's at, he's hanging out with Vince McMahon at Dave & Buster's, or they're watching TV together or going on a walk together because he can do whatever he wants.
I just want to respect your show, Cruz, and whenever you need me to talk, I'll jump in, but I don't want to just jump in. So that's why I'm not saying anything, because I want to respect. This is his show, so I want to respect his show.
I know. Well, I didn't know if there are any more callers. I don't want to be tying up the line.
I actually got an interview coming up with the Undisputed King of Wrestling, Brian Wellington from Horseman.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me come on your first show with Blog Talk. And I will definitely talk again, and hopefully Brock Lesnar finally retires or something after WrestleMania.
Let's hope so.
You have a great night, and
you too.
Keep up the good work. You have great energy.
Thank you.
No problem.
Have a great night. Let me see. So, guys, I have an interviewer that's going to come in. I'm going to have an interview with the Undisputed King, Brian Wellington. He's going to talk about his career, who his favorite people are, who his favorite wrestlers are. He's going to talk about his show coming up. He's going to talk about the last show, This Is Horseman. He's going to elaborate on that show and how this next show is going to be streaming live on the Fight TV app. It's going to be GCW, which is called Game Changer Wrestling versus Horseman Wrestling. That's going to be a stacked show, man. They're going to have Rhino going against the Deathmatch Wrestling champion, Schlack. That's going to be a crazy match right there. So I'm trying to wait for my caller, guys. I'm trying to wait for him to come in. So any other callers want to call in, go ahead. Area code 646. 668-8672. Give me a call.
Yeah, we have another caller on the line if you want to go to Pebbles.
That's fine.
All right. She's coming on right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Can't complain.
I was just calling about the wannabe challenge tickets. What about them? That's what I'm calling for?
The tickets?
Yes.
The tickets are gone, sweetie.
Really? Well, at least can I send some highs to some people?
Yeah, give some shout-outs, whatever you want to do.
I want to send a shout out to Alejandro. Today's his birthday. To my nephew AJ, to his wife Yvonne, to my brother Jacob, to my brother Dede, my sister Norma, June, and Abby.
Okay.
And my stepfather Oscar.
Okay. Not a problem. They all heard you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Anybody on there? Anybody else on there?
Right now, no. Right now, it's a clear board.
Okay, it's a clear board. All right, guys. So, anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else? How about Nick Aldis want to defend his NWA World Heavyweight title against Triple H? What do you guys think about that? I believe that if WWE would sign Nick Aldis, it wouldn't work. You know, unless they really did it against Triple H or did a cross-promotional thing with the NWA and WWE, which I heard that they they actually got a good relationship going on, and they're in talk supposedly, but I don't think that it's a big enough, you know, conversation, so-called, for them to actually go put the NWA World Heavyweight title against Triple H at a WrestleMania or a big event. I would love to actually see that match because Nick Aldis is a great talent. He actually has, you know, he has the charisma. He has everything going for him. He's been carrying the NWA on his back for a while now. He's been actually, you know, defending that title against big names, you know, and he's actually going to defend that title against Marty Scruggs at a pay-per-view coming up soon. Any callers, area code 646-668-8672. Call in. Any callers, call in. I'm waiting for my interviewee. So if anybody wants to call before he calls in, area code 646-668-8672. Come on, guys, give your boy a call. Give your boy a call. Anything you guys want to bring up? Anything you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, we do have a new call on the line, Tyreek. He's calling back from last week.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on, Tyreek?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I can't complain on the debuting show of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, man. I can't complain. What's going on with you, man? How you been? How you doing?
Man, I've been doing good, man. Just been working, doing my thing, and everything. Been watching wrestling and stuff lately. Things has been – I didn't watch Super Showdown, but I heard all the matches that happened. I wanted to get your input. How do you feel about the highlights of everything that happened at Super Showdown? I mean, I don't know if you watched it or not, but what's your, first take on that?
I mean, the Super Showdown, man, I watched bits and pieces because I was actually at work. But my thing is, the Super Showdown, I think it could have been better, but at the same time, not a lot of people were interested because it was held where it was held, which it was in Saudi Arabia, and a lot of people didn't like that. But my take on it was Naomi should have won the Women's Championship. I believe the SmackDown tag titles, they could have won this. John Morrison and Mitch could have won them at WrestleMania. They should have left the New Day held them at least at WrestleMania. The Raw tag title match, I believe Street Profits are ready to win those Raw tag titles. I believe Brock Lesnar squashing Ricochet, that was the inevitable. That was going to happen anyway. So, I mean, I wasn't really interested in that match. And, you know, stuff like that, man. It's Goldberg winning the Universal title. That was some bullshit on WWE's part. They built up Bray Wyatt to be a monster. They built him up, you know, to do these other things. And they watered him down real quick with a Goldberg spear and a sloppy jackhammer. That was just terrible.
Man, when I first saw the highlights and when I found out on Facebook, when I found out that Goldberg won, I'm like, bro, WWE, what is you doing? Like, it was supposed to be Bray versus Roman. Like, and now they, I don't know. It just don't really make no sense. Don't really add up. Like, who wants to really see Goldberg versus Roman Reigns? I mean, it's one thing if this was the same Goldberg who beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 20, but, man, this dude, I mean, come on. Like, I just don't really understand what was the whole reason of having him be Universal Champion and then just going to come back doing what he's doing. Just, you know, he's like another Brock Lesnar, except, you know, he's Goldberg. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be jackhammers and spears all over. And it's like, man, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, like, it'd be really interesting to see Roman and Bray Wyatt, but that's just messed up how they just took the title away from Bray Wyatt already. He didn't even had it that long. Man, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it actually is because what they're actually saying, the reason why Goldberg won the Universal title is so Roman Reigns can actually beat a so-called freaking established wrestler and John Cena can actually go against Bray Wyatt. And I believe that's just terrible because – and they also said that Roman Reigns beating Goldberg would be an easier pill to swallow than Roman Reigns beating The Fiend. But I think that it was reversed And it should have been Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt for the title. I don't think that they should actually have done that whole thing. That should have never happened. That should have never happened because now they demolished everything that The Fiend was built up to be this whole year or last year and coming into this year. I believe that they messed him up once again because they try to build him up like they did in 2017. And since Bray Wyatt's been out, and they keep on dropping the ball on Bray Wyatt. But this was the best time for them not to drop the ball on him because they actually had a formula for success on Bray Wyatt this time, and they finessed it and they took it away from him.
Yeah, they took that away from him real bad. To have him lose someone like Goldberg by four spears and a sloppy jackhammer, and he lost the Universal title already. Like, that's just crazy. If it was going to be that case, I thought they should just never have him won it and then lose it just like that. Like, and that's the case. They could have really built him up real big by having him win the Royal Rumble. I mean, I'm happy that Drew McIntyre won, but he could at least try and get his rematch clause or whatsoever if they have him in the Elimination Chamber, because you know how WWE is. Like, when they have a new idea when it comes to making these type of rivalries, just like what happened between Asuka and Charlotte, as soon as Asuka lost a women's title to Charlotte, like the week before WrestleMania, it's over. She didn't get a rematch clause ever since. I feel like they're going to do the exact same thing for Bray Wyatt and put him in that rivalry with John Cena. Only it's just a one-night match only. I mean, it's just crazy. Like,
yeah, and I totally agree with that. Them doing this whole thing was terrible. And I believe another reason why they put the title on Goldberg, I believe, was just to please the Saudi crowd. Because they're all about the nostalgia. They're all about... You know what I'm saying? The old timers. That's why what pissed me off earlier was AJ Styles losing to The Undertaker as quick as he did to a sloppy chokeslam. And we all knew that was going to happen, Undertaker versus AJ Styles, but they should have left it alone until at least Monday Night Raw and started it from there, because AJ Styles should have won that trophy because it's for a title shot. Who's Undertaker gonna challenge? Brock Lesnar so he can get squashed again at WrestleMania? They should if they were gonna do that, they should have at least made a triple threat. No, not even a triple threat, but at least have Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt for the Universal title if he was gonna win that trophy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, I don't know why WWE be thinking stuff like this. And I don't know, AJ versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, I just felt like knowing that they didn't make that matchup between The Undertaker and John Cena a good match, I wonder how is they going to make this one good, how they're going to play this one out, because we all know what happened between John and The Undertaker. We all felt like that was going to be a good match, even though they both was not really in the primes, but they both was in the later years. Having John Cena call The Undertaker for 3 weeks, next thing you know, at WrestleMania that night, they had him... call him out once again, and you know he comes out and accepts the challenge at the last minute. Could have been a great match, or at least a 15-minute match, but that wound up being like a 4-minute squash match. And for them to do something similar like that to AJ Styles, I'm like, bro, you can't do something like that to AJ Styles, because that is my dude. AJ Styles does not need to be in a squash match, especially against someone like The Undertaker, because either he can perform or he just can't perform, period. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy with these squash matches. Like,
yeah, that's a crazy thing too, man. That's what I don't get is like, wow, like The Undertaker squashing John Cena. I understand that. I didn't like it myself, but you know, him squashing AJ Styles was messed up because recently he was 2 years ago or whatever it was. AJ Styles was the longest reigning WWE champion on SmackDown in modern era. And that just blows my mind. And AJ Styles was an Undertaker that quit. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I seen it. I turned it off until I seen the actual title match, the Universal title match and WWE title match. That just made me crazy mad. AJ Styles, like he calls himself, phenomenal. He's a phenomenal talent. He didn't deserve to be in a squash match, especially against The Undertaker. Especially against The Undertaker. That's what pissed me off.
I agree with that 100%. Especially against The Undertaker. like, especially Bray Wyatt, like, why put him in a squash match against someone like Goldberg? Like, seriously? And then have all this build-up for nothing just to lose the Universal title? They just make them just look weak like that. But I don't know how they really going to play this out. And like you said, they should just wait on Monday Night Raw because, you know, it would make more sense knowing that it's about to be March this Sunday and it's going to be a whole fresh new week Sunday, Monday, and everything happens after Saudi Arabia and stuff. And it's like, man, y'all could at least play it out. It would make a lot more sense, especially Aleister Black challenges AJ Styles. So what's going to happen? He beats Aleister Black and he just calls out the Undertaker and, oh, everything turns dark and he receives another sloppy choke slam. Like,
yeah, that's probably is what's going to happen, because if you look at it, Elimination Chamber is this Sunday or next Sunday coming up. And they're going to try to build it up, but that's a SmackDown pay-per-view. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you know, that's what's going to happen, and it's going to build up. It's going to be a sloppy build-up to WrestleMania. That's my opinion for The Undertaker and AJ Styles. It's going to be a terrible match. It's going to be a terrible build-up. It's just going to be an all-out terrible thing for that to happen. They could have put somebody against AJ Styles. He could have at least been in a United States title match, or at least have them, you know, going somewhere with AJ Styles.
For real. I thought so, too. Because this Undertaker and AJ Styles, bringing Sting back for one more match. I mean, that would have been interesting, though, but I don't know. I thought they could have built AJ Styles up like a better way than doing something like, you know, having them going up against the Undertaker. I mean, we all love the Undertaker to death, but this ain't the same Undertaker who lost his streak to Brock Lesnar. This ain't the same Undertaker who was headlining WrestleMania every year. Like, everything is different now, especially the talent that they got. I mean, some of it makes sense when you think about it, too, because AJ Styles said that as soon as he was signed with WWE, this was going to be his last contract. So I feel like what they're trying to do with AJ, they're trying to build him up with the type of superstar similar to what they did when he was in TNA, but obviously he was a better superstar in TNA. But in WWE, though, he is a good superstar in WWE, but I thought they're going to try and build him up to that type of superstar. We're going to put him in the names of the list of the greatest of all time wrestlers, and AJ Styles is one of the best wrestlers.
Oh, that's the most definite. He's been worked his way to where he's at now, because he was on the Indies. He was on the he started off in the Indies, then he went to TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan. He dominated and conquered everywhere he stepped foot. He conquered everything. And that's just right. That's just right. He is one of the greatest of all times.
For real. When I first found out that he was coming out here to Detroit in the Autorama a few years back, I'm like, I have to meet dude. Like, AJ Styles, because I know John Cena is my number one favorite wrestler since I started watching wrestling, but AJ Styles and him, well, we all know they're both the same. But in two different companies, AJ Styles accomplished a whole lot in TNA more than any other wrestling company. John Cena did it all in one wrestling company. And for them to, like, kind of losing them type of squash matches against The Undertaker, that just really kind of pisses me off in a way. I mean, like you said, John Cena, more understandable, but AJ Styles, nah, they can't do that to AJ Styles. They really can't do that to AJ Styles.
AJ Styles was actually, he's been actually wrestling a lot longer than John Cena. So I understand where you're coming from with that, man. Because AJ Styles has been wrestling and he's way better wrestler than John Cena. So I understand where you're coming from on that.
Oh, definitely.
That's a definite. Anything else you want to touch on?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I do agree with you about the whole Naomi and Bayley match thing. Like, Naomi, she is one athletic-ass superstar. I tell you, like, I like me some Naomi. I mean, I just feel like one thing that she probably needs to work on, like, I feel like she'll be more better if she was one of the heels than a face. And if she, like, put in more work in her promos, I feel like she'll be good. You know what I'm saying? Because you know it's like when they be talking about having certain divas and superstars – you know, because they can't really speak on the mic like that. They try to hide that by, like, pairing them up with a manager or a stable, like a tag team or something like that. But with her, I feel like she'll be good. If she, like, really, really good. She had, like, mic skills and stuff. And, you know, if she has another opportunity to face Bayley, and if they had her win at WrestleMania, you know, I'll accept that, knowing that she lives in Tampa right now, and that's, like, kind of her home state, you know, and to have her win it at Florida, just like when she won it back at WrestleMania 33 when it was in Florida. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes by then.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I believe Naomi should get one more push before she goes, but she should do it as a heel, like she back when she was a part of Unity or whatever that her group was.
What kind of group she was in?
When she was with Sasha Banks or Nia Jax, I believe. Or Tamina Snuka.
Yeah, Team Bad. Yeah, I remember
there
that one that had Sasha B. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would be way better. So is
yeah,
that all you want to pick up on, or is there anything else? Or?
Well, yeah, that's all.
Okay, thanks for calling in, man. And next week I'll have a whole other batch of subjects, man. Call in, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk wrestling, we'll talk, you know, anything you want. If you got any subjects that you actually want to bring up next week, you give me a call and we'll talk about those subjects also, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I'd definitely be watching Raw and SmackDown there. And even if I don't watch it, I'll still watch the highlights. And whenever it's on my mind, I'll definitely catch up. You the same person I called from last week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cruz, right?
Yes, sir. That's me. It's Dede Cruz.
Oh, gotcha. You still going to meet Ric Flair tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You going to be there?
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely, man. I'm probably going to leave early tomorrow because there's, like, a lot of parking spots. I need to find, like, a parking spot because I don't know which parking structure to go to.
Oh, I'm getting dropped off. I ain't even going to drive. That's my thing. I ain't going to drive. I'm getting actually dropped off. But I'll definitely be there, man. I'll have a light blue Ric shirt flare on. A shirt on. A Ric Flair shirt on.
Gotcha. And I'm going to have a Ric Flair shirt on, too. And I'm probably going to bring my Universal title to sign since I got Seth Rollins and Charlotte to sign it.
Definitely. I got my the WWE Undisputed title and the 2014 title, the one that Brock Lesnar has right now. So I'll be looking for your title, looking for my Undisputed and my World Heavyweight title, man. We'll link up together, and I'm actually going to probably do a Facebook Live, so we'll actually be on Facebook Live on my page.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, gotcha, man. Peace out, bro. See you tomorrow.
Peace out, man. Definitely. All right, everybody. We actually have a special guest that's about to come on. He's the Undisputed Wrestling, Undisputed King of Pro Wrestling. His name is Brad Wellington. He's from Horace Land Pro Wrestling.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
What's going on,
Chad?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, dude. I can hardly stand still, brother.
I believe it. You're the hardest working man in professional wrestling right now. You're making stuff happen, man.
Oh, God. And actually, it's like I wanted to make it happen, and then all of a sudden it happened quicker than I thought. I believe it, man.
You're a fast worker.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like, you know, like it's like 2.5 years in the making, and I say that 2.5 years in the making as a promotion and a brand, the name Horace Land, but this is 24 years, man, of like me actually getting kind of my payoff. You know, like I waited 24 years. I didn't get a contract with WWE, so I never made the huge money, but I have opportunity now to make a little money in wrestling. And, you know, actually make an opportunity for young guys and start something that could take over and become something really huge in independent wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, man. Like, I witness it every month, man. I love every show. I had a chance to record a lot of them. And, man, let me tell you, man, I got a lot of hits and a lot of views off of those videos, man. Horace Slam, I'm going to tell you guys right now, Horace Slam is a fantastic place If you want to get a, if you want to get a taste of both worlds, which is deathmatch wrestling and pro wrestling, if you want to get a taste of both, man, check out Horse. And if you're in Michigan, they're located at the VFW Hall every month in Lincoln Park, Michigan, man. I tell you, if you want to see light tubes and blood, man, that's the place to be. If you want to see great pro wrestling, man, that's that like I said, that's the place to get both taste of both worlds.
Yeah, then definitely now that you brought that up, it's kind of a funny thing you brought it up, and the fact that as a fan too, Day-Day, you've been in the crowd, you know, so you know the feeling of Horror Slam. It's almost like a family. The crowd, we know everybody. You can watch one of the Horror Slam DVDs or a clip, and you can literally go down the list, and you almost know everybody's name. And I think you're the same as me, you know. Like, you look forward to seeing these guys every month almost because they come in from out of town, you know. And it's like, you know what I'm talking about, you know. You felt it, you know. It's that atmosphere. It's an atmosphere, you know.
No,
the people
that
come.
It's brutal. I love Horror. Like I said, I love Horror Slam. And definitely,
yeah.
Horror Slam is a family. Horror Slam is a big family. Anybody that sets foot in Horror Slam is family. And that's the great thing about Horror Slam is when you step foot there, you're family no matter what.
Well, the biggest thing, too, is I think what makes us so special is the fact that we are a fan promotion. It's like it's almost as if the wrestlers and the fans are the are on the same level of passionate fans. Like they're fans for pro wrestling too. Our wrestlers are fans for pro wrestling, and they both hold that same passion. You know, they love what these wrestlers are doing, and the wrestlers love what they're doing. I don't tell these wrestlers to bleed like that. I don't tell them to hit each other with light tubes. I don't really give them instructions. These guys do that to entertain the crowd. They leave it all in the ring. And I'm telling you, March 20th, on Fight TV, live pay-per-view, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see something that normally you'd see live, but I know on that night it's going to be something truly special.
Well, I'm going to be there. That's a fact, brother. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be, man, I'm going to love every second of it. You're talking about the talent that you guys have, how much passion they have. You got the deathmatch side of wrestlers, which you got the heavyweight champion of Horror Slam and Jeff King. You got the old-timer Jeff King, which he puts his all into his matches. He bleeds for the fans. He lets the fans know every time. It's for you guys. We love you guys here. We leave our blood, sweat, and tears in this ring for you guys. You got Peter B. Beautiful, the flamboyant one, which he gets big pops, and every time I see him, he gets a big pop. You got Chuck Stein. You got the Dirty White Boy. Man, it's just a crazy atmosphere.
It's contagious.
And the talent's great.
You know, it's really, like I think somebody said the other day, and this is like not the first time I've heard it, but it's almost like there sometimes are pro wrestling fans that tend to snide the death match. You know, they almost look like kind of like, it's just a mud show, whatever, it's crap, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how many times I've heard these fans go, man, I'm hooked, player. I got to one show, and he goes, I seen one show with you and Jeff King, and I was like, what? Like, of all the matches, and I'm telling, like, the last show was insane, you know, like, and not to come off the subject, but it was, like, speaking of Jeff King, it was like, Jeff King, speaking of passion, this is how passionate he was. He's sitting in the locker room after his match, covered in blood. He's holding his hand. I said, Jeff, are you okay? He lifts up. He shoots a stream of blood that squirted almost 4 feet across the room. He shot it all over everybody's bag, and I'm, like, trying to, like, block this shooting vessel
Jesus
of blood. I'm not even kidding you. It was insane. It was like...
Man, I wasn't at the last show, but I seen clip. Of the MM3 and Jeff King match, that match was mad crazy. That
was
match
every,
was wild.
It was almost like, what was so cool is, I don't think they knew it either, but as a promoter, that was like my first booked match where it was my first payoff, what they call a payoff in professional wrestling. And it was like a culmination of something we worked on. These guys were building this and building it, you know, and we weren't going to give it to them too soon. I pulled the trigger too soon on it. And it was like, no, let's wait. And that anticipation alone built this electricity, man. They were ready. Like, it was wild, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah. Like I said, I seen a clip of MM3 putting Jeff King through a sheet of glass. I seen and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, we talk about Jeff King, you know, like how he put his body on the line and how he puts his body in the line. But I think we failed to realize, man, I'm telling you. And that night, he showed it. He went bump for bump and move for move with Jeff King.
Oh,
and that was MM3. He showed that he was a true talent. You know, you know what I mean? He put his nose down, his head down to the ground, his headphones in. He was zoned in. I mean, that match is important. It was important to him. And that's what you want as a pro wrestler. You want to feel the importance of a pro wrestling match. You know what I mean? Sometimes it can't feel like a job. You know what I mean? Or you want to love what you do, you know, but sometimes when you're doing this 300 days a year or 365 days a year, it is a job. You know what I mean? And when you can get a moment of when you get to do your job and it's special to you and it means something and you can be passionate about it and people appreciate it, that's the payoff, man. And these kids got it. You know, it was badass, man. You'll see it. You'll see it because it's going to be on Smart Mark Video. We actually just sent them the graphics for the DVD, so he's pushing this one out pretty quick. So it's going to be really
okay,
cool.
I definitely need a copy. I need my copy of that, man. And then, man, like I said, and I was talking about the deathmatch wrestlers you guys have. You know, you guys are deathmatch champions. I failed to real, you know, talk about your pro wrestlers. You got wrestlers like Malcolm Monroe III, he's a third generation champion, third generation talent, very, very great talent. I actually had an interview with him last year, and I got to actually get an updated interview with the guy, man. He states big talent names such as Tommaso Ciampa, the former NXT champion, EC3, Impact heavyweight champion. The list goes on and on. You got talent like Logan. You got Logan. You got everybody from Horseman, both worlds. That, you know,
hey,
people don't see. And they're going to actually be able to see you guys on Fight TV at the next show, March 20th.
Well, I want to drop this one tonight, something a little special on your show tonight. And I figured I'd save this one. And this is, since we are a local show, and I figured there was one match I wanted to make on this show, and it was kind of like a match that meant to me like an opportunity for talent to show who they were. Like the guys that nobody, maybe they didn't never heard of these guys. And I feel like they were a little bit lost in the shuffle or maybe just overlooked a little bit because they hadn't been exposed. Well, on March 20th, the match that I'm announcing tonight will happen. And that is the Death Threat Army, the original Death Threat Army of Jack Price and Aaron O'Ryan taking on the Horace Lamb Tag Team Champions in a special feature in that show. It's not a GCW versus Horace Lamb match. But this one, I'm telling you, these four guys are going to bring it. It's Asmodeus and Dread King Logan versus DTA. I'm telling you. That's a main event.
Yeah, that's what I recommend. I can't wait to see that, man. Like I said, I'll be there live. And anybody that's in the Metro Detroit area, Michigan area, Downriver area, if you like pro wrestling, if you like blood, if you like guts, if you like it all, if you like pro wrestling, deathmatch wrestling, you got to come out to the VFW Hall March 20th. 1125 West 4th Street in Lincoln Park, Michigan for the GCW versus Horror Slam. You guys are not wanting to miss this because this is going to be something that's going to be very special and it's going to be on Fight TV, guys. So make your way there.
Yes. You can still go to the show and you can stream it live. So you can own the recording after you go to the show. You can do both. I can tell you what, I cannot wait to order that live stream pay-per-view on Fight on my big screen TV and watch it with all my homies. I'm telling you, I cannot wait.
That's going to be definite. That's going to be definite. What's going to be cool is I'm going to order it on my phone and I'm going to be in the crowd at the same time. I'm going to try to find myself in the crowd.
You know, speaking of payoffs, that's a payoff in itself. It's like we all were a part of this, yourself included. You know, these clips that you put on, I don't know if you realize, Day-Day, but a lot of guys like Slack and those guys really appreciated that. And like Slack and Eric Ryan, their clip went viral. And then people were interested in seeing the match. Well, we didn't have Smart Mark at the time. So you capitalized by getting certain footage of that match. So they were just like, oh, my God, you know, like if you never would have gotten footage of this match, people would have been like, oh, my God, all they could have seen was that viral clip. That was it. And then they end up going and watching it. So if they get a chance, definitely, man. Like, you want to make sure, like, plug them into the – I believe it's the Deathmatch podcast that you have. Plug it into –
Deathmatch Podcast 313.
Yes, definitely. You want to subscribe so you can watch that video. And there's a lot of cool videos from Horseland that we couldn't – that we weren't filming at the time for Smart Mark. So you have an opportunity to kind of see – the build, you know, the build up to this Fight TV. This is where it came from. You know, you got to start from somewhere. Well, we started small and we worked our way up to the top. And on March 20th, Fight TV live, you know what I mean? From Lincoln Park, Michigan, it's Horace Land versus GCW. And I'm telling you, we are going to bring it.
Yeah, you guys are going to bring the heat. You guys are going to bring the blood. You guys are going to bring pro wrestling, man. That's what I love about Horace Land. So guys, like I said, make your way out. Make your way out to the VFW Hall on 4th Street, March 20th, live. And it's going to be something special. And you're going to be able to see this man that I'm talking to right now, the Undisputed King of Wrestling, Brian Wellington, in action.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I don't want to give away what I'm doing yet, but I can tell you what, it is going to be something wild. I can tell you that. And it's going to be definitely deathmatch derived, because that's kind of what brought me to the table here, is this deathmatch wrestling. It seriously pumped new life into the Detroit, Michigan wrestling scene. It was like it's something new, something exciting that nobody had ever seen before. And maybe, you know, not in a long time, at least. I think they had seen deathmatch types of wrestling throughout the years, but nothing like the ultraviolence. Like, the ultraviolence scene is a lot different than the big-time wrestling scene where they were just taking a spike and, you know, making the guy bleed. It would be like Abdullah and Sheik. Well, the deathmatch wrestlers, they would use glass, and that's something that was a little outside the box as far as traditional, you know, like deathmatch wrestling, because they do that a lot. You know, it was like a Texas deathmatch is nothing like a GCW version of a Texas deathmatch.
No doubt, no doubt. Like I actually got on my podcast the No Rope Barbed Wire match. I got two of them. I got the first one when I got Peter B versus Chuck Stein. That actually hit over 1,000 views a few weeks ago. And then I got the Slag versus Jimmy Lloyd. Those matches, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you guys got a lot of videos to watch of Horace Land, man. You guys want to watch that, and then you guys want to tune in on Fight TV March 20th, and then you guys, man, keep on. If you guys want to purchase the Smart Mark DVDs, you get a hold of me on my Facebook, and I'll get a hold of Brian. I'll get a hold of Rachel.
SmartMark.com. Definitely, man.
SmartMark.com, guys. You heard it from the man himself. You know, SmartMark.com, if you want to get these Horace Land DVDs, you guys want to get them. You guys want to check them out, man. They're great DVDs. They're great prices. You're going to not want to, you know, you're not going to regret buying them DVDs. You guys are not going to want to regret buying those DVDs. Those are something that you want to get. And if you guys want to witness it live, like I said, March 20th, VFW Hall, 1125 4th Street, March 20th, GCW versus, or Horace Land versus GCW. They're going to bring the heat. They're going to bring the fire. They're going to bring the blood and guts.
Yeah, let me throw a little shout-out, too, man, the next day, too. Hey, since you're in town and you're watching Horace Land versus GCW, you might as well stay one more night and watch Guilty Conscience as GCW makes a Detroit debut the next night. And I'm telling you, it's going to be fire. March 21st, Guilty Conscience, GCW. March 20th, Horace Land versus GCW. Two shows, I'm telling you, if you miss it and you're a wrestling fan, I'm telling you, I'm questioning your fandom.
Yep, if you're a wrestling fan, Don't miss out on this. This is something you ain't gonna want to miss out on. This is something you're gonna want to. This is gonna be very special. So you're gonna want to be a part of it. So is there anything else you want to talk about, champ? Any anything on the subjects I talked about? Super Showdown. Anything else?
Oh man, just want to give a shout out maybe to a couple of guys. Man, we got some guys that got some stuff coming up before the Horace Land versus GCW show. I know that Sean Lawhorn, the American Psycho, a Horace Lamb talent, actually, last month or a month or two, he had wrestled for the WWE. Well, he's coming in again for the WWE. Now, I don't know if he's wrestling for the, as far as on television, but to have an opportunity with him, that's pretty special. And it doesn't hurt the fact that I trained him. So it's cool. You know. But, yeah, man, a lot of things are going on, man. It's kind of hard to sit still. You know, I got so much going on. I'm like just before I got on here, I was like, I'm trying to, like, scramble around to come up with a DVD cover. So I'm like, oh, my God, I got to come up with this DVD cover quick. And then, like, bam, you know, it's just like one thing after another. But actually, I'm enjoying the ride, and it's just like, man, I can't wait. I'm telling you, it's something that's been like I had worked and worked and worked for and struggled to convince people that this was going to happen. And I felt like there was a time too when it was starting to get like a little, like it was dimming, you know, the light was dimming, and I still hung on to it. Like, man, no, I can make this happen. I can make this happen. So if anything this did is it pumped this new lifeblood into myself, and it should pump lifeblood into anybody just hearing the story of what I did, because this is 2.5 years of telling somebody, hey, I'm going to do this, you know, and it goes for anybody. If you say you can do something, you can do it. It just the right amount of work, hard work, and you have to have conviction. You have to be passionate. And then when others are fucking with you and telling you you can't do it, you can't pay attention to that, because if you're paying attention to that, you're not working hard enough, because you're not in the zone. You shouldn't hear anybody when you're in that zone. When you're going forward, trust me, you know what I'm saying? Everything else is in the fucking rear view. You know, you can do anything this life. And I'm telling you, March 20th, I guess you could say, we did it. Live on Fight TV, man. It's going to be fresh.
It's going to be fresh, and I'm definitely going to be there. And I got a couple minutes left. This has been the Undisputed King of pro wrestling, Briar Wellington, guys. Thanks for the time and thanks for the interview, champ. We're gonna finish off with your theme song. Yeah. To everybody for tuning in to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Dede Cruz. Thank you to Briar Wellington. And we love you guys. Thanks to everybody that tuned in, and congratulations to AJ for winning them ice skating on tickets. This has been the Southwest Section. This is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. I will see you guys next week.